The reign of the new demon king Astfagel is not going well. His management strategy has been derailed by the need to reboot some less than cutting-edge surveillance technology.
Lift the cover from the mirror of souls.
Yes, my lord. Yes, my lord.
Your wish, master.
Mirror, mirror on the table, show me all that you are able.
Anything in particular?
Show me the events in the workshop of Eric Thursley over the past hour.
Eric Thursley, Midden Lane, Pseudopolis, next door to the tannery.
Yes.
Okie doke.
King Astfagel has been waiting for the budding teenage demonologist Eric Thursley to open a magic circle, through which a high-ranking demon would have been sent to tempt Eric with dark delights and thus bend him to corrupt demonic purposes. Unfortunately, junior wizard Rincewind, who happened to be in the demon dimensions for reasons too complicated to explain here to a simple listener like you, has fallen through the opening of the circle by accident.
Oh, very well. Eric Thursley is too good a prospect to pass up. I shall just have to make do. Rincewind, it is.
Demon.
Oh.
I've decided to release you from the magic circle.
Good, Eric. That's very kind of you.
Well, it's pretty pointless keeping you, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
You haven't any powers at all?
No, sorry.
You don't look too demonic.
I never do. Oh, shut up, parrot.
Polly, what a biscuit.
Out of nowhere, a large metal-bound chest is materializing in the magic circle. It falls on its curved lid. After a moment, it rocks, extends hundreds of little pink legs and flips itself over. Then it shuffles round until it is watching the pair of them.
You are a demon.
No, it's just my luggage. It's a sort of, you know, it goes everywhere with me. There's nothing demonic about it. Well, not much, anyway.
Avaunt, demon.
Oh, come on.
My previous three wishes I redemand. Oh. One, mastery of all the kingdoms of the world. Two, the most beautiful woman in the world. Three, live forever.
Oh.
Well, get on with it. Oh, go on, you're supposed to disappear with a roll of thunder.
Yeah, what do I do? Just snap my fingers like this?
Wow! How do you do that?
What?
Is this one of the kingdoms I'm going to rule over?
Ooh,
doesn't look much like a kingdom.
I've got a feeling these are the rainforests of Klatch.
They must bring me tribute!
What's name? Look, Eric, I think I should warn you, I'm not totally sure what's going on here. See, I'm really not a demon, and I honestly...
Demon, what's he saying?
Well, I could be wrong, but I think they're bringing you tribute.
Cool.
What's name?
Why do you keep saying what's name?
Me? Liberty. What's name? Doodah. Diggy. You know, it's got words in it.
It's dictionary.
Yeah, probably.
I should more like it. Nice breeze.
Yes.
Ah, cool temple. Look at those carvings.
Yes.
They seem very pleased to see me.
I wonder why.
Because I'm their new ruler.
Do you know, I can't help feeling there's something dodgy about this.
What's up then?
Well, you know, everything going as expected. It's not right. I'm just going to go for a wander.
Me too!
Oh, careful. Smelly.
What's name is that?
No, it's just a statue.
What the what's name of?
Well, it's their god, Quetzalcoatl, the feathered boa. Half man, half chicken, half jaguar, half serpent, half scorpion, and half mad.
Oh, that makes a total of three... What's name? Homicidal maniacs!
That's about right,
yeah. Okay, let's go. It could be tricky. People have prejudices against 30-foot-high nightmares with fangs and talons and necklaces of skulls. So you might have a a bit of trouble fitting in.
It's coming from behind the statue, you stupid what's name.
Is it?
There's a what's name hole.
Hello. You couldn't help me out, could you?
Are you a prisoner?
Alas, this is so. I'm here to be sacrificed.
Oh, okay. Come on then, up you come. Up you come.
Many thanks. Ponce Duckworm.
I beg your pardon?
Is my name.
Oh!
It's a proud old name.
Fine. So, what brought you here?
I was searching for the Fountain of Youth.
Any luck?
No. Now we must go and quickly through before the ruler of the world turns up.
The ruler of the world?
The gentleman has his prophecy. They think he's coming any moment now. I wouldn't like to be him when he does. They've got plans for him.
Plans? What plans?
It's all carved here in the walls. Look, here is a representation of what they intend to do to the ruler of the world when he arrives.
Well, is it some sort of medical checkup?
Look closer.
Oh, no. Oh, that is disgusting. So why do they give him all that tribute in the previous carving?
Well, he is the ruler of the world.
Oh, he looks a lot like Eric, doesn't he? And who's that next to him with the parrot on his shoulder?
What's his name?
Oh, hang on. That's me.
Oh, you should see what they're doing to you in the next carving. Oh. It'll turn you. What's the name?
Oh, no. Let's just run away quietly now.
Where to?
Don't worry about two. The important word is away.
Too late. Beautiful spears they've got. Exquisitely chipped obsidian. Nowhere near as sophisticated as ordinary steel, of course. Do you think it's better to know you're going to be skewered by delicate examples of genuine ethnic origin rather than by nasty items hammered out by people no longer in contact with the cycles of nature?
No, probably not.
Do we have a Quetzal of a Coatl working here?
Yes, my lord.
Is he duke, count, or baron?
He's no one very much, lord.
Summon him.
On the top of the truncated pyramid, with plenty of room for sacrificial slabs, gutters, and so on, several priests are busily whinging in plain chant about swamps, mosquitoes, lack of metal ore, the weather, the way obsidian never keeps its edge, and the trouble with having a god like Quetzalcoatl. Dawn is breaking.
There's a good side to everything.
And where is it at this moment, precisely?
I want my mummy.
Well, you get a first-class view from the top of this pyramid, don't you?
Oh, yes, the kind of view you remember for the rest of your life.
I want my mum.
Chin up, lad, little desperandum. In fact, I think when they tied us to this altar, when they knotted the ropes, they...
What?
Yes, it's very tightly and provisionally. Oh. Not an inch of give.
Won't be long now. Son will be up in a jiffy.
You wait till my mother finds out.
It is a good view, though.
Down at the edge of the jungle, animals are exploding out of the bushes as if running from a fire.
Funny thing, I can see a sort of box with legs. It's making its way up the pyramid towards us.
So, Quetzalcoatl, to recap. You found this jungle kingdom one day and decided, I think I recall your words correctly, that they were a bunch of Stone Age no-hopers sitting around in a swamp being no trouble to anyone.
Yes, Lord.
Whereupon, you entered into the mind of one of the high priests, drove him insane, and inspired the people to bring forth a new nation dedicated to chopping people up on top of pyramids with stone knives.
Well, it was, you know, I thought it was a good idea.
Oh, you did you? Thousands of more or less innocent people off our hands and straight to the happy hunting grounds. By now, these enterprising swamp people of yours could have invented a bureaucracy and a taxation system capable of reducing the mines of an entire continent to slag, instead of which they're just a bunch of second-rate axe murderers.
I
want you to go straight down there and tell them that you're sorry.
Pardon?
Tell them you've changed your mind. Tell them that what you really wanted them to do was to strive night and day to improve the lot of their fellow men. It'll be a winner.
You want me to manifest myself?
Yes.
Sort of turn up on the spot?
Yes. Now!
As Quetzalcoatl appears to his people on the top of the pyramid, two things become apparent. Firstly, he is only 6 inches high. And secondly, he is standing slap-bang in the way of the rampaging progress of the luggage, which is just arriving on the top of the pyramid with a mighty bound.
It's a funny old world, isn't it? One moment strapped to a sacrificial slab, the next being given breakfast and a free pass out of the kingdom.
What happened to your box with legs? You're leaving it behind?
No, they want to make a statue of it, but, you know, it generally catches me up sooner or later.
Can we take the tribute?
No, let's just keep moving. The novelty might wear off.
I've got to get on with my search for the Fountain of Youth.
Oh, yes.
I've devoted my whole life to the search, you know.
Really?
Ever since I was a boy.
So, in that case, wouldn't it have been better if...
What?
Never mind. Have a present of a wonderful talking parrot.
Thank you. Dear little bird. Hello.
Go on, Eric.
Where are we going?
Home.
Okay. Snap your fingers, demon.
Yeah, if you say so.
I'm not happy. The whole point of the wish stuff is that they get exactly what they ask for, which always turns out to be exactly what they didn't really want.
Yes, my lord.
I just don't feel in control of things.
Oh, that's ridiculous, lord.
Bring me the mirror.
Yes, lord.
Perhaps I'll adjust the temporal control.
This isn't my room.
No.
I thought we were going back to my room. Snap your fingers again, demon.
Not on your life.
But it's all hot and dark. You think it's some kind of boat? If this is where the most beautiful woman in the world lives, I don't think much of it.
There's a sort of hatchway. And a rope ladder leading down to some sort of city square. Seems to be a bit of a battle going on.
Where are we?
I have a funny feeling that we are inside a gigantic wooden horse.
In Terry Pratchett's Eric, adapted by Robin Brooks, Rincewind was Mark Heap, Eric, Will Howard, The Parrot, Ben Crow, Ponce de Quirm, Jack Claff, Astfogel, Nicholas Murchie, and the narrator, Rick Warden. Other parts were played by Robert Blythe and Michael Shelford. The director was Jonquil Panting.